Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are a number of issues which have arisen in the modern society which never were present in the Arabian society 14 centuries ago when the directives of Islamic economics were revealed, and therefore there are questions which relate to some of these issues. Now, two of them will be primarily dealt here. One of them is the issue of rifle tickets, and the other is the issue of the PLS bank account, or Profit and Loss Shared Bank Account. So we will discuss both of these issues in this talk. Now, first of all, if you examine raffle ticket schemes, you will come to realize that they are nothing but gambling. They amount to gambling. And since gambling is prohibited in Islam, so therefore we would not advise people to indulge in any sort of raffle ticket schemes. When you take a raffle ticket scheme, or when you indulge in raffle tickets, primarily what you do is that you give that money. That money is never returned to you. And if ever you win that raffle ticket, the amount which is returned to you, or the prize which is returned to you, is the same which could be returned to you, or which you win in case of gambling. So therefore, this is something which should be avoided at all costs. Now, as far as PLS bank accounts is concerned, if we examine the mechanism of this PLS bank account, we'll come to realize that the word profit here is nothing but interest. And although it is called profit, in fact, in reality, it is interest which is accrued. And so therefore, in this regard also, we would advise believers and Muslims not to get involved in these PLS bank accounts. And if they cannot be helped, for example, if a person is forced to open a PLS account, then what he should do is he should calculate the so-called profit, which is inserted in his account through a bank statement. We can, of course, know the amount, and then take out that amount and spend it on some poor person, or give it in charity, without expecting any reward for it, because this is something which never belonged to that person. So in a nutshell, we will say that both raffle ticket schemes and PLS accounts should be avoided. Of course, as I said, the PLS account, if there's no other issue, you're forced to open it, and there's something of a compulsion in it, then of course you should spend that profit amount, which is a so-called profit, and it is actually interest on the society. And the bottom line in both these things is, whenever Islam prohibits something, for example, when it prohibits interest in gambling, the reason for this prohibition is that there is some moral misconduct. There's something which is against the tazkiyah of a person. We know that both interest and gambling, they are things, they are instruments which are detrimental to one's tazkiyah and self-purification. It is something which produce personalities which Islam does not want. These are instruments which create people, which produce people who are superstitious, who are faint-hearted, who are cowards, who do not take the initiative in the society, and who are people who would not like to indulge in hard work to gain or to earn something. And so this is something which Islam does not want. It wants people that they should, the higher moral traits should be produced in a person. And both these instruments are responsible for undermining these traits. So therefore, rifle ticket schemes and PLS accounts, both should be avoided, with the stipulation which I have just told you, that of course PLS accounts are something which, if they cannot be avoided, then the interest accrued, or the profit accrued, should be spent in charity. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.